Carlo Colaiacovo, do you want to feel super old at this exact moment?
Super old? Dude, I'm 39 years old. Yes. I'm not super old.
Britney Spears is 41 years old today.
Sure. She was my boyhood crush, Matthew.
41 years old. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
This I feel bad for Britney, man. I feel bad for her.
She's going to bounce back. She's a tough individual. She will bounce back. I don't know if we'll ask our next guest about that. But speaking of bouncing, no, I'm not going to do this. The goofy radio segue. Join us live from Qatar, TSN soccer reporter, also covers the CFL. It is Matthew Schenetti. Matthew, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Great.
We're doing well. And what I wanted to start here is, in terms of emotion, is it all right to be both? Be thrilled that Canada made it to the World Cup, but also be bummed out. Only Qatar also lost all three games. Canada outscored 7-2, but at the same point, you know, gave a lot of teams a good run. Just your overall thoughts on Canada at the World Cup.
Matthew, I think you make the point quite well. Back in March, when I was here for the draw, the emotions coming here were different. It was Canada qualifying for the World Cup, beating Jamaica in the snow at BMO Field, a packed house, all that energy. Yeah. And it's one of those moments where you can see it around the world, what it means for a nation to qualify for the World Cup. To get here, notwithstanding the stuff that happened with Canada Soccer Business and the CSA and the players, notwithstanding injuries coming into the tournament and the worry about Alphonso Davies, among other players, when you got here, there was still that excitement. And then that ratchets up another level when Alphonso Davies and Canada have that opportunity to score that penalty early on against Belgium. And maybe there was a little bit, you hate to say moral victory, when they really pushed the game at Belgium. And afterwards, all the Belgian players, I was outside the locker room, they're going up to Canada saying, you deserved a result. You deserved a result. And ultimately, we know that Belgium had their own difficulties, and what happened against Canada was really their high watermark in the tournament. But I think after that, to see the emotions when Alphonso Davies scores, it hits another level. But then reality sets in, and you realize the gap between Canada and the established World Cup nations. And to watch, I think the emotions hit that, you know, that ebb. It starts to go down when Croatia takes hold of the game after 20 minutes, and then especially yesterday, inside those first 20 minutes when Steen Vitoria and Milan Borjan have that mistake and then Canada's defense gives up another goal. And I was inside that stadium last night in Alfamama, and the Moroccan fans who touched their own history yesterday going absolutely berserk. But then you watch Canada come back into the game, and then you watch them fight back into the game. And, you know, Morocco has the own goal, notwithstanding the amazing run by Sam Matakubi. And I think you come out of that game, I don't want to say head held high, but knowing that Canada didn't come here and get embarrassed. They certainly got an absolute lesson from Croatia. But there will be those, and I was talking to the players yesterday, who will sit down and say, yeah, that game against Morocco could have been different. That game against Belgium could have been different. But ultimately, the point is true. Canada lost all three games here. So I think if you're a Canadian soccer fan, a fan of this men's team, a fan of the journey that it's been on, you can be proud of the way Canada played. Every single player that I spoke to said, we could have come here and parked the bus. We've seen nations who don't have World Cup experience come to the World Cup and just sit and stare at the opposition and say, okay, we're going to try our best to hold the fort here. Canada did not do that. Canada went after it. There will be tactical questions, obvious tactical questions of John Herdman, irrespective of his, you know, ample experience at the Women's World Cup, at the Olympic Games. He came here and learned a lesson himself. Whether or not he wants to maybe publicly admit it, I imagine he learned a lesson about, you know, his own tactical, I don't want to say shortcomings, but the things maybe he needs to evolve on. And going forward for Canada's men, the fact is this, Atiba Hutchinson likely will not be there. He 101 caps for Canada's men's team, the most decorated men's player this country has ever produced in soccer. His career is likely going to be done in the next few months, if not the end of this season. Then you're looking at 35-year-old starting defender Steen Vitoria. Questions now about Milan Borjan. Everything has evolved. We've entered a new stage in men's soccer in this country. this nation cares. It really cares. No longer is it the collector's item of, hey, we've got back to the World Cup, and hey, are we going to score a goal? The fact that Canada did not leave here, at least with a point, especially with how close Atiba Hutchinson came yesterday, knowing that only Qatar and Canada beat Qatar, I was there not 2.5 months ago. Yes, you can look at this both as certainly an achievement, but also a disappointment.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, it's the time right now to reflect on moral victories, right? What do you gain out of this? And clearly the experience is the one thing that you gain out of this, especially for a young core that is expected to participate in the next World Cup in 2026. And you mentioned some players that probably won't be part of it, like Hutchinson and Borjan. But, you know, I want to talk about Milan Borjan. How bad do you feel for him based on some of the, you know, scenes that we saw him make mistakes in yesterday? Obviously, the first goal, a blunder by him, and then the second goal, there's question marks whether or not he should have had that. That should have made that save. How bad do you feel for him, considering the stuff that he went through at that tournament, with some of the discrimination and some of the hate that he experienced with him and his family, and the way he helped Canada come to this tournament, and just to leave on that sour note must not feel good for him.
Yeah, I think that's also a good point, Carlo. This whole team, and you will understand this better than I can ever. They got the same kind of education, I imagine, that you had eyes wide open when you got to the NHL for the first time. It's a different level, different speed, different everything. And, you know, Milan Borjan is so experienced at 35 years old, having won trophies, especially in Serbia. He's a legend at Red Star Belgrade, and which is a very famous club in Europe. And I think he will, and he did yesterday, he apologized to the nation, and he took it on himself to say, listen, you know what, that was a mistake there. I think there a few people were culpable. Steven Vitoria, obviously, perhaps made a poor decision with his back pass, and certainly anyone who's ever played soccer will tell you that the old adage is true: when in doubt, boot it out. And with the way Canada played, trying to play from the back, trying to go ahead and build pressure, build speed, build an attack from the back, in all those moments, and in the sound, and with everything going on, and the fact that these guys, even though they were out of the tournament, still wanted to win, the nerves were there, and that's something. Irrespective of how old you are and the experience you have at club level, when you get to international level, it's different. With Borjan, and I saw him afterwards, and as he was walking out the tunnel, a lot of Canadian fans with the Canadian families, they waited. They waited until everyone was out of the stadium. The last people inside Alpha Mama yesterday were the Canadian families. Mm-hmm. And to see Milan Borjan have that disappointment, not knowing perhaps if he will be a part of that 2026 journey, you have to think that over time there will be a lot of pride for these guys. But I imagine, too, that they wanted to come here and make that statement. And Milan, who is so passionate, as you know, you talk about, you know, the things that he dealt with during the Croatia game. And, you know, I don't know what to speak about that, because it's a cultural situation that I have no idea, no perception of. But to look at certainly what he dealt with last night, to see the disappointment in his eyes when he walked past me, to know that maybe that mistake was something he'll carry with him. I don't think he was culpable on his own, but these are all the lessons to be learned. And the one thing I spoke to Atiba Hutchinson about after the Croatia game is the unfortunate thing with the Milan Borjans and the Steven Vitorias and the Atiba Hutchinsons, and perhaps the extent of Junior Hoilett, who played amazing for Canada, and he's the only player that Canada has who plays in England in the English Championship. These guys may not see Canada's ultimate glory, because getting to the World Cup is not Canada's ultimate glory. I'm not implying that Canada is on the road to winning the World Cup. That's an impossible thing that even the Netherlands hasn't done, and they've been to World Cup finals. But the one thing that is true is you look at every other team in CONCACAF in the North American region. The Mexicans, you know, they had their struggles in this tournament, and they've never – I can't remember the last time that they've been past the round of 16 was – in Mexico in 1986. The Americans, their first great World Cup achievement happened in 1950 when they beat the English. So Canada is still learning what it's like on this stage. But both things can be true, going back to Matthew Causa's point. You can look at Milan and say, and Steven Vitoria, and say, yeah, on that second goal, that was a mistake, because that goal that they gave up was not dissimilar to the goal they gave up against Japan before the start of the tournament. Confusion at the back, a long ball that comes in, miscommunication, guys maybe not in position, not understanding whose role it is in that situation to clear the ball or to communicate, and a mistake happens. I mean, I hope going forward that we look at the men's international game as we have with the women and start, you know, being critical but being fair about where Canada's men are going. But today, Milan Borjan, this entire team, they have set the stage and they have set the standard. And in talking to Atiba Hutchinson, he understands it. The guys who are coming next, over the last 18 months, we learned about Tejon Buchanan, Alistair Johnson, Stephen Stackett, guys who we didn't know about a year ago, really. The wider Canadian public, they're going to be the leaders now. And the guys coming behind them, they're the ones who are going to benefit from everything Canada achieved at this tournament.
Matthew, really appreciate. I'm sorry to see that a lot of TSN's coverage come to an end, because it means Canada is now out of the World Cup. But a fantastic job by you, by Duffy, and everyone involved at TSN, all the stories that have been told the last little while. Appreciate you joining the show. And when you come back, we'll talk about where Bo Levi Mitchell is going to end up next.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, guys. Take care, boys.
You as well. Take care. Safe travels. TSN and CFL reporter Matthew Schinetti. On the other side, will we get into the Ticats quarterback situation? Probably not.
But the
maybe we will. You don't know that. How dare you? Raptors taking on the Nets. Leafs taking on Tampa. Second hour of First Up right after this.